Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Ladies and gentlemen, I am so excited and so honored to have Joel Barker on my show as a member of my Brain Trust. What a great thing it was. What a great red letter day it was in my world and your world, whether you know it or not, when in 2006 he agreed to be a regular on the show. And his brilliance, I knew about his brilliance 20 years earlier from his books and his films, and he just continues to deliver month after month with his foresight. He's a professional futurist. He's one of the greatest of our time. Author of all the books on the topic, including my favorite, Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future. And as I said, we're so fortunate to have him as our friend. Joel Barker, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. You know, flattery will get you everywhere.
Well, it's not flattery if I mean it with all my heart, because it's the truth.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank
so
you.
One of the things you're talking about, you brought with us today, to us today, is an umbrella, a bumper chute. NASA's created a new bumper chute. Tell us about it.
They should use that word instead of umbrella. That's really good, a bumper chute. Oh, that's good. Well, here's what's interesting about it. Number one, it's an example of verge innovation. You know, I've been talking about taking things, two very different things, and combining them,
right,
and getting a third that solves the problem that neither of the other things could do. Well, this is a beautiful example of verge innovation. Little history. We have been using to bring our astronauts back home, what's called ablative sheeting. Mm-hmm. Well, sheeting is not the word, structure. It's basically a cap of ceramic material that goes on the bottom of the spaceship.
Right. They're plates. They actually tiles. Used to be tiles.
Yeah,
they?
Exactly. Well, Shuttle had tiles, and the Saturns had an actual piece of plate.
Mm-hmm.
But they both did the same thing. They took all that heat, and it's a lot of heat. It's over 5,000 degrees when you're coming in.
Yeah.
And it kind of burned off, so that it gave up layers of its own material as it came into the atmosphere, mm-hmm, and slowed down the spaceship so that it could deploy a parachute in the case of Saturn. Anyway, the dilemma is the suckers weigh a lot. And the bigger the larger spaceship you have, think Musk and Amazon,
mm-hmm,
the larger that shield is, the more expensive it is to make, and actually the more difficult it is to fly. So NASA did a paradigm shift. They did a verge innovation. Somebody at NASA said, let's build an umbrella out of carbon fibers, because carbon fibers can handle heat amazingly well.
Mm-hmm.
And we will fold up this umbrella of carbon fibers, but when we're coming into the atmosphere, we will open it up, and it will be the first impact surface.
So it's a reverse umbrella. It's not an umbrella on over us. It's an umbrella. It's like when you're walking into the when it's raining sideways, you hold your umbrella in front of you instead of on top of you.
Well, it's like that too. But if you think about it, it's like an umbrella that you wear or you put up for the sun. And when the sun's too hot, you pop up an umbrella.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But the big deal here is its size can go much larger than the shields that we had before,
right,
and the weight is dramatically less heavy. So you, mm-hmm, get two huge advantages. Number one, less weight, which means you need less power to get the spaceship up, because you carry it up with you. You take it up into outer space with you. And secondly, you can control the size. So a much bigger spaceship, for instance, landing on Mars,
mm-hmm,
now we have the technology to carry our bumper chute with us to Mars.
Mm-hmm.
Open it up and use that to slow down. It changes everything about, mm-hmm, planetary landings.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So it's like a little bowl that they deploy under. If they're coming back into the Earth, where the friction is so great, this deploys underneath the craft, and yeah. resist the friction and the heat, and allows it to dissipate and go around the craft.
Exactly. So you're in a cooler little area behind the umbrella.
Right, like
and
a little
the umbrella
cell, like
dissipates
a little...
the heat.
Yeah.
Huh. I was going to say the umbrella dissipates the heat before it ever gets to the spacecraft.
Right, right.
So all of a sudden, we have lighter weight, reusability, much smaller in terms of packing it. Just mm-hmm. think about that. You just fold up your umbrella and you take up much mm-hmm. less space than before and much less weight.
And so it keeps the heat away from the craft. Those tiles are attached to the craft.
Yes,
exactly. Think about that.
So in a sense, yep. And it is orbital speed. We're talking 18,000 miles an hour.
This is exciting, folks. So start paying attention. In the future, you'll start hearing about this thing, and you heard it first on this show from our good friend and the great futurist, Joel Barker. Quick break. More to come after this one. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.